Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, June 18th. I'm Fred Fishkin. In the tech headlines, Amazon unveils its new smartphone, a cheaper iMac from Apple, and a Maker Faire at the White House. Those stories and more as we continue.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Amazon has unveiled what it calls the Fire Phone. The first Amazon-branded smartphone boasts a 4.7-inch screen, a 13-megapixel camera, and a 2.2 gigahertz processor. It will compete with Apple's iPhone and the newest Android devices from Samsung and HTC. What else is unique? The headphones have flat cables with magnetic earbuds that clasp together to avoid tangling. It also includes instant live support, which Amazon calls Mayday. AT&T is taking pre-orders at $200 for a 32-gigabyte model and $100 more for 64. A less expensive Apple iMac has ripened on the tree. It's a new 21.5-inch desktop computer designed for entry-level users, priced at about $1,100. The least expensive previous model came in at $1,300. So what are the differences? For one thing, it's a bit slower with a 1.4 gigahertz dual-core i5 processor. Apple has been making efforts of late to make some products more affordable. BlackBerry's down but not out. The Canadian smartphone maker has a deal with Amazon to gain access to the e-tailer's mobile app store. The partnership will boost BlackBerry's current offerings of games, video, music, and other mobile content to make its smartphones more appealing. 3D printing technology is taking center stage as the White House hosts its first ever Maker Faire. 3D Systems, Coca-Cola, and Will.i.am are providing more than 1,500 3D printers to FIRST Robotics and Tech Challenge teams. The White House has declared today as a National Day of Making. In the meantime, the Wall Street Journal's personal tech columnist, Jeffrey Fowler, is reviewing a new 3D printer from MakerBot. It's designed for the home, costs less than $1,400, and is easy to use. Apps that can cut down on or even get rid of that glut of email at work are gaining popularity. Apps and programs like Slack and HipChat are offering communication alternatives and have been adopted by companies like Airbnb and the online coding school Treehouse. So why the desire to dump email? The Wall Street Journal's Rachel Feinzig.
There's research showing that it distracts workers. They become less focused, more stressed. So there is kind of a business case to be made for reducing the flow of email.
But the jury's still out on whether the alternative communication apps really ease that stress. Coming up, a check on Wall Street.
A smartphone is a pretty harmless device, unless you take one outside the U.S. without T-Mobile. Binging quietly on emails and GPS coordinates, it might run your data tab into the thousands. Smart business travelers choose T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan, with unlimited global data in over 100 countries at no extra charge.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Taking a look at Wall Street, NASDAQ jumped 25 points to 4,362. The Dow gained 98 points to 16,906. Amazon was up nearly 3%. AT&T was up 0.5%. Apple rose a fraction. And Adobe gained more than 8%. Remember to check the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Fred Fishkin at the Wall Street Journal.